Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, Scroll Talk, Fox College Secretary of Time, here tonight, Dr. Scroll Talk, living here in Texas. Today is June 29, 2017, or it is the 6th day of the 4th of the month, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song and a title. When we all get to heaven, sing the wondrous Lord of Joshua, sing his mercy and his grace. In that mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Joshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see us, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toll of life we pay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see us, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, the day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Joshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Defile, Part 8, Lamentations, Chapter 4, Verse 1. Now is the gold become, how has the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in this scarlet embrace are dunghill. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was a sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones, it is withered, it is become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat, and the destruction of the daughter of my people. Yahweh hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem for the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, Depart ye, it is unclean, depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, They shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Yahweh hath divided them. Their will, he will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. Now this is talking about the nation of Israel, and that part of represented by the Adventist Church. It says, As for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that could not save us. That Seventh-day Adventist Church was in charge of the candlestick from 1844 clear up to 2003 through three feeding pastures. That's the nation that we watched for. The Shepherd Rod people that moved on in 1930 with V.T. Hotta from the Adventist Church, they watched in vain. They watched in vain. For 25 years, they thought they were there on their way to the Holy City. They thought that they wouldn't break stride until they got there. And lo and behold, their leader just died out of clear blue sky, and the flock was left bewildered. They watched, but they watched in vain. That's because they were looking to a man. They were looking to his wisdom and mind. They was looking to what he was receiving. They was looking to one man to be their mind and their thoughts and their message for them. And then Ben Roden takes over from V.T. Hotliff, and they looked to one man. They looked to one man for their guidance. And whenever he was taken out of the way, they were bewildered, and they scattered everywhere because he trusted in one man. One man's mind to be their conscience for them. And then Rhoda Johnson takes over from Ben Roden. And most of the people down there that came and went, they came, they looked, they saw, they were baptized, they stayed for a while, they got up and left. They were disillusioned. But they were looking to one man. I didn't look to that one man. I didn't look to him. I joined him, but I didn't look to him for my salvation. But I saw many, many flaws in that man that I didn't like because I had the same kind of flaws coming in. And I didn't like my flaws, and I sure didn't like his flaws. And I just spent all my time trying to overcome all of my flaws and working to prevail. And so I didn't look for this, but everybody that stayed with Brother Johnson when he was canceled out in 2003, they all fell by the wayside, along with him and everyone that stayed with him, because they trusted the one man's mind to be their voice, to be their conscience, to tread them into the through those pearly gates on his shirt tail. That's the worst thing that you can do. Trust to another man's mind. Lamentations 4:18. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains, they laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Yahweh, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice, be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken, and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. Okay, that's the end of Lamentations chapter 4. Chapter 5 is the last chapter in Lamentations. Then we go into Ezekiel. The prophet prays for forgiveness. Remember, O Yahweh, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand unto the Egyptians and unto the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We get our bread at the peril of our lives, because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven, because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion, and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hands. The faces of the elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our hearts is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our heads. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes woke upon it. Yahweh remaineth forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Yahweh, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old, but thou hast utterly rejected us, thou art very wroth against us. Ezekiel 7:22. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. All right, let's read the whole seventh chapter of Ezekiel. starting with verse 1, and moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Also thou son of man, thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto the land of Israel, and in the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Okay, what does that tell us? This is a prophecy for right now, and the end has come upon the four corners of the land for the land of Israel. Now as the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according unto thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abomination, and mine eyes shall not spare thee. Neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abomination shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, an evil, and only evil behold is come, an end is come, the end is come, it watcheth for thee, behold it is come. They don't get more precise than this, folks. This is a prophecy for right now. This is where we're at. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountain. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee. And I will judge thee according unto thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according unto thy ways, and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that I am the Yahweh that smiteth. Behold the day, behold it is come, the morning is gone forth. The rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded, violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of the multitude, nor of any of their theirs, neither shall there be a waiting for them. So this has truly happened today. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness all over the world. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive, for the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and honor shall cover them, and horror, honor, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed, their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is a stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he sitteth in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and unto the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, as were polluted before, goes together, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Make a shame, for the land is full of the bloody crime, and the city is full of the violent. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong disease, and their holy place shall be defiled. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek the vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and the counsel from the ancient. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according unto their deserts will I judge them. And they shall know that I am the Yahweh. That's the end of Ezekiel chapter 7. And we'll go ahead and read Ezekiel chapter 8. And our next word, defile, comes in Ezekiel 9:7. But we're going to put number 8 in between the two. It all flows together. Ezekiel 8, verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, and the sixth month, and the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Yahweh Elohim fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand, and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of Yahweh unto Yahrusim, unto the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh the jealousy. And behold, the glory of the Yahweh of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now, the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes, the way toward the north, and behold, northward, at the gate of the altar, this image of the jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, and behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wickedness, the wicked abomination that they do here. So I went in, and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand. And a thick cloud of the incense went up. Then said he unto the Son of man, Hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, The Yahweh seeth us not, the Yahweh hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. he brought me to the door of the gate of the Yahweh's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of Yahweh's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of Yahweh, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. And he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a like thing to the house of Judah, that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Okay, that's the end of Ezekiel 9. I mean 8, chapter 8. Let's go now right on into Ezekiel 9. Yahweh judges the iniquities. Verse 1, he cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, 6 men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man his slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with a linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the Yahweh of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was unto the threshold of the house. And he called unto the man clothed with the linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, to the midst of Yahrushim, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And unto the others he said, In mine hearing, Go ye after him through the city, and smite, that not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men which were before the house. And he said unto them, Defile the house, and fill the course with the slain. Go ye forth, and they went forth, and slew in the city. And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Our Yahweh Elohim, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel and thou pouring out of thy fury upon Yahrushim? Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood and the city full of perversion. For they say, The Yahweh hath forsaken the earth and the Yahweh seeth not. And as for me also, mine eye shall not stir, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with the linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. So we have the judgment scene of the living here for the spiritual house of Israel today. And this judgment scene will produce the 144,000, no doubt. And it will begin then the chain reaction for the gathering in all the saints of the world, of the Gentiles, unto the 144,000 Israelites. And then, of course, the 144,000 are going to be the ones that's going to be gathering them. And then there's going to be a resurrections of all the saints of all ages, and they're going to come forth. And they're going to join in this great congregation of the saints, living, and they're going to all be living saints. And so that ends chapter 9, dealing with the word defile. In verse 7 it says, "And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain." It says courts, more than one court. So it means all the Adventist churches around the world are going to be judged. And they went forth and slew in the city of Jerusalem. Okay. Let's go right on into... Let's now go to Ezekiel 20. And let's continue our theme on defile. "And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh, and sat before me. Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them." Now this son of man is Ezekiel. He represents the son of man. But the son of man translates into the prophet that's living at the time of the fulfillment of this prophecy, that's reading and interpreting this prophecy, then that would also be the son of man. We know Yahshua was called the son of man, that he was born of a man and a woman. After he is born of a woman and of the seed of his father in heaven, but nevertheless he was born of earthly parentage, and so he was also called son of man. But all the servants that are prophets that are called, they also have that title, son of man. "Speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired by you. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. And say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, In the day when I chose Israel, and lift up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh your Elohim, in the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them, to bring them forth of the land of Egypt, into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all land. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim, but they rebelled against thee, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Now did they forsake the idols of Egypt. And I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness." Okay. So it says, "I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Over also I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctify them." So So he said, in addition to, and moreover, in addition to, I gave them my holy Sabbath day. That's talking about all of the Sabbath, not just the seventh day Sabbath, but all of the holy days of Israel, which is 70 all total in 1 year, that the house of Israel rebelled against me and the wilderness. Okay, what does it mean? Why is that so unique to know that they rebelled against him in the wilderness to begin with? Well, they came out of Egypt, and the first step was into the wilderness from there, and then it was into the Promised Land. And that Promised Land was located in the hill countries of Judea. That's where the Promised Land was, right across the Jordan River. They walk not in my statutes, and they despise my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly pollute. So he said his Sabbaths they greatly pollute. And that word polluted goes right along with defile. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath. So they polluted his Sabbath. For their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, mine eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Notwithstanding that children rebel against me, they walk not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath, there's that polluted again, and Sabbath, with an S on it, all his holy days, 70 every year. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake. Ezekiel 20, 22. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live, and I polluted them in their own gifts, and that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate to the end, that they might know that I am the Yahweh. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, and that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land for which I lifted up mine hand to give it unto them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor and poured out their drink offering. Then I said unto them, What is the high place whereunto you go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Yahweh will bring out Israel. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith Yahweh unto him, Are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abomination? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourself with all your idols, even unto this day, and shall I be imparted by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahweh, Elohim, I will not be imparted by you, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, We will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So this wilderness of the people is, antitypically, it's in the United States, and it's right here in Texas. And this is spiritual, and this is the location of spiritual Egypt. That's the reason why the word Egypt is mentioned here. So will I plead with you, said Yahweh Elohim, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn. They shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Go you serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your idols and with your gifts and with your idols. Now what are we learning here? Verse 35, it says, I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. And he said, like I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. He said, and I will cause you to pass under the rod. Okay, this is the rod of chastisement, the rod of judgment. And it says, pass under the rod, it means I will cause you to come to judgment. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. After you pass under the rod, you're going to come into the bond of the covenant. But pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the house of Israel, said Yahweh Elohim, shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblation with all your holy things. I will accept you as your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen, and ye shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it unto your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doing wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evil that you have committed. And you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according unto your wicked ways, nor according unto your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, said to Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, sit thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field. and say unto the forest of the south field, hear the word of the Yahweh, thus saith the Yahweh Elohim. Now, what is this forest of the south field? The line of the tribe of Judah is in the south. This is the house of David. This is the shepherd rod. This is your Davidians. They're in the south country. Adventists are in the north country, the ten tribes. I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee and every dry tree. The flaming fire shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, the Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, they say of me, doth he not speak parables? Okay. That's the end of chapter 20 of Ezekiel. Let's see if we can go pick up our next chapter. I guess we need to just go right on into 21. We're still dealing with the word defile. Okay, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward Jerusalem, and drop thy word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say unto the land of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh from the south unto the north. So he's going to go through the whole 12 tribes of Israel, Judah and Benjamin in the south, and he's going to go through the 10 tribes in the north, that all flesh may know that I, the Yahweh, have drawn forth my sword out of his sheath. He shall not return any more. Sigh therefore, thou son of man. What does it mean it's not going to return anymore? No, once he starts this last judgment, which he's already sitting up with the Adventists and bringing forth 144,000, that's judging the both south and north. And that's when the judgment starts. It's going to go throughout to the end of time. That's the reason why he's not putting his sword back up in the sheath. This is talking about Yahshua's sword. Sigh therefore, thou son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness sigh before their eyes. And it shall be when they say unto thee, wherefore sighest thou, that thou shalt answer. For the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Yahweh Elohim. Again, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, thus saith the Yahweh, say, a sword is sharpened, and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son, as every tree, and he hath given it to be furbished, and it, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is furbished to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. Okay, so this here, Ezekiel, the son of man, then today would be this antithetical Elijah. Okay. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors, by reason of the sword, shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh. Because it is a trial, and what If the sword can tame even the rod, it shall be no more, saith the Yahweh Elohim. Thou therefore, son of man, prophesy and smite thine hands together, and let the sword be double the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the great men that are slain, which entereth into their private chamber. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah! It is made bright, it is wrapped up for the slaughter. Go thee one way or other, either on the right hand or on the left, for the sword of thy face is set. I will also smite my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest, how the Yahweh has said it. Prophesy against Ammon and Judah. This is verse 18. The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, Also thou son of man, appoint thee two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both twain shall come forth out of one land, and choose thou a place, choose it at the head of the way to the city. Appoint a way that the sword may come to Rabbath of the Ammonites, and to Judah and Jerusalem to defense. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways to use divination. He made his errors right. He consulted with images. He looked into the liver. At his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice of shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast a mount and to build a fort. It shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oath, that he will call to remember the iniquity, that they may be taken. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, and that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say that ye are come to remembrance, you shall be taken with the hand. And thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end. This is Yahweh Elohim. Remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it unto him. And thou, son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach. Even say thou, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is fervent, to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity, and to thee, while they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain, of the wicked, whose day is come, when their iniquity shall have an end. Shall I cause it to return into his sheath? I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity. There it is, right there. He says, wherever you were born, that's where I'm going to judge thee, in the place where you were born, in the land of your nativity. And I will pour out my indignation upon thee. I will blow against thee in the fire of my wrath, and deliver thee into the hand of the brutish men, and skillful to destroy it. Thou shalt be for fuel to the fire. Thy blood shall be in the midst of the land. Thou shalt be no more remembered, for I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Okay, that ends Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel 22, verse 1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? He's talking about this antipathy of Ezekiel. And his antipathy of Ezekiel has to be antipathy of Elijah. Yea, thou shalt show her all her abomination. Then say thou, Thus saith Yahweh, the city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. So, this judgment started at Kermitexus 2002. And this is where this prophecy in Ezekiel 22 started meeting its fulfillment. With Gilead Center, with the prophet himself, Brother Freddie Johnson and his wife, the two were together, and they both posed a question to me that they ended up getting an answer from heaven from, and they rejected the answer. And this is what began this prophecy right here in Ezekiel 22, 1 through 3. Okay, this brings in verse 5. This hour contest is at the 11th hour call. And that's number 11. Click on our audio archives to hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song. Sweet peace, the gift of Yahweh's love. There comes to my heart one sweet strain, a glad and a joyous refrain. I sing it again and again. Sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. To Yah's on the cross, peace was made. My debt for his death was all paid. No further foundation is laid for peace, the gift of Yah's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace. Wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. When Yah was a king, I had crowned. My heart with his peace did abound. In him the rich blessing I found. Sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. In Yah's for peace I abide, and as I keep close to his side, there's nothing but peace does betide. Sweet peace, the gift of Yah's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Gift of Yah's love.